Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back in the studio, and we are live Radio Row in New Orleans, day two. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing this morning? Hey, I just want to let everybody know, like we've been down here in Louisiana, palmetto bugs are roaches. I don't care what nobody says.
You see any?
Yeah, I saw some. You see them all over the place. They say, oh, those are palmetto bugs. No. Those are roaches.
It does make it seem not as bad.
Yeah, like, but they're roaches. Yeah. They're roaches. Don't lie to yourself. They're roaches.
All right. We start off there. If you see a roach, it's a roach. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today. Elliot's going to stop by. Yesterday he came by, caused a scene with Mahomes and Hurts stuff. We got Ross Tucker that will join us live in person here on Radio Row.
Yeah.
Coming up in a little bit. We had media night last night, Hugh. I went over there.
How was it?
It was crowded.
It was. I saw that. I saw a little bit of that. There was a lot of people there, man. Yep. A lot of unique questions being asked to certain individuals. So yeah, it was something to be seen. But it's always like that.
Yeah. So a couple things that jumped out: Kenny Gainwell wasn't speaking, which means he's still in concussion protocol. So that's something we'll watch over the course of the week. I did notice you, Landon Dickerson. So the way it's set up is, and if you watched it on TV last night, you saw this. Like they pick like 12 people from each team to have a podium, right?
Yeah.
They get their own podium, right? So like Jalen got a podium, Zach Bond had a podium, Devontae, Sirianni, all that, and then the rest of the players who just kind of mingle around, like you're just like the media's walking through and they're just there and you could just talk to them. I did notice last night, Hugh, quickly, Landon Dickerson was sitting the whole time. I don't know if that's anything to do with his knee, if they just wanted to
probably resting,
not stand for an hour.
Yeah, probably resting. Yeah. I mean, to just take some of that pressure off the joint.
But he was
whatever.
The only one that didn't have a podium that was not standing. Everybody, every other player was. So there was that stuff. I mean, I know Elliott's hung around for the Chiefs stuff. They got a chance to talk to Carson Wentz. We'll talk more about the media night stuff. But that was last night, Hugh. But yesterday, when it's media night or around this time of the year and the week, this is when everyone's talking, right? The players are talking. The coaches are talking. And even Roger Goodell talked yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, Hugh, Roger Goodell got in front of something yesterday that you know has been a big topic, will continue to be a big topic, and that is the idea of the referees favoring the Chiefs. Let's hear from Roger Goodell yesterday doing his yearly press conference at the Super Bowl and obviously not happy about this perception that is out there now that the refs are favoring the Chiefs.
Well, this sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right, that I write a script, and I have the script for the entire season. Listen, I think from a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media, and they get a new life. As you say, it's not your theory, but it's out there. Nobody wants it to be their theory. And so I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times? And if you look at the Chiefs' record, which I think is an amazing thing, people talk about the competitiveness of our league. The Chiefs, with their 15 wins, 15-2 this year, 11 of those 15 games were within one score. And I think that talks about the competitiveness of our game and the importance of how we officiate it, but also the competitiveness of how we play it.
All right, so there's Goodell yesterday. He called the word that struck me here was ridiculous. He called the theory and the idea that the referees are, on the Chiefs' side, or unless Sunday they'll be against the Eagles. The idea is ridiculous. Hugh, where do you come down on this? This has picked up steam as years have gone on, right? But then even the last month or a few weeks as the playoffs have gone on, a lot of people out there believe the Chiefs get favorable calls and the league or the Chiefs. It's like something's going on here. Where do you come down as we head towards Eagles-Chiefs Sunday?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I won't allow the refs to become a factor. I know how people feel because there's a lot that happens during the course of the game, and they've had evidence where, Patrick Mahomes does egregious things. Now, I don't think the NFL is rigged, because when you start talking about that, you're talking about a bunch of calculated, orchestrated moves with, hundreds of people for the outcome of the game to be what it is. That's a lot. Nobody can keep a secret nowadays, let alone keep a secret if the NFL was doing something crazy like that. Now, I do think that there's some element of human compassion that goes along with the refs. And I think that with Patrick Mahomes being who he is, you can't not revel in his greatness, if you will. So I think that there might be some time when the refs see something, they might be a little bit quicker because it's him and they don't want him to get hurt in the game. But to just say it's full-on collusion in the NFL, I don't think that's the case.
I don't either. So I'll just put it this way. I don't think the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, I was long talking a little bit, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, listen. Roger Goodell said it yesterday. I think he's right. I think the idea of this is we've gone overboard. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm not worried about the referees heading into the Super Bowl.
Well, here's what it is to me. It's for whatever reason, when we don't understand certain things, we have to justify them by, you know, diminishing them or saying crazy, oh, it's rigged, that it has to be rigged. Nobody can have that kind of luck. Nobody's able to pull out 15 or whatever the number is, one-score games like they are. Now, if you want to say that during courses of the game, Patrick Mahomes does something that might sway the refs, I mean, yeah, that's a part of it, but that's a part of the human element that comes along with refereeing. And a lot of times you always hear that if you're getting into an altercation, don't be the second person to do something.
Yep.
So if you're saying, for instance, like the one on the sideline where they say he was running out of bounds and he got pushed and he was elaborating or he was exaggerating the push, I mean, that's gamesmanship at that point.
Of course it is.
If you know the ref is going to call it, and if the refs are looking at it and it's a bang-bang play, he's going to call that. You can't be mad at that.
Well, that's why, and I think with this, the Eagles have to not allow this to happen.
Yes.
They have to be smarter.
You have to be smart. Like, any time I went into a game and it was like, oh, the ref's going to do this, the ref's going to do that, I made it my business to not let the refs become more of a factor than they need to be. See, that's the thing. Like, that's – when people say the game is rigged, to me, that's an excuse for being lazy. It's one of those things where, you know, you can't appreciate the greatness or the gamesmanship that he proved, that he's shown, so you say, oh, well, they got to be cheating. Because right, that's how you justify it, all that cheating.
It feels like an excuse. It feels like when teams lose to the Chiefs, they make excuses. Like, let's just go back to 2 years ago. Did I love the call on Bradbury? I mean, no.
No, but it was a fair call.
But guess what? He grabbed his jersey. Now we could debate for years, and we have. Like, do you make that call in that moment? But he grabbed
it. Yeah, and sometimes you hope that this happens. The refs let him play.
Yeah, you hope that. But you know what? The Eagles, like I think you said this a few minutes ago, the Eagles could have not let the game get to that point. The game got to the point where it was tied with 2 minutes to go. If the Eagles take care of the football, if they don't kick a field goal, if they play better earlier in the game, we're not having the moment come down to that. 215-592-9494. I think this is ridiculous. I think it's a excuse-making thing. I'm not worried about the refs.
He's taking a life of his own.
It really has. So let's hear more yesterday. This was Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs, on NFL Network last night, his take on people saying that it's all rigged for his team.
Well, you almost have to laugh at it because you know how everybody in the NFL wants to compete to win. And that's true of our guys as well. The referees are doing the best job that they can. If you look at the stats, there are a lot of stats that show that we've been on the wrong side of calls as often as we've been on the right side. So there's definitely no conspiracy, right? It's just the nature of the game, and when you have a lot of success, people like to start making excuses for why you're having the success.
Exactly.
Well, I think he's right on that.
Yeah, I mean, because the Chiefs went from everybody's darling to the evil empire overnight, and that's usually what happens, because now you're not the underdog anymore. You did it too much. People don't like you anymore. It was cute. You know, you jammed Taylor Swift down our throat. You jammed that relationship down our throat. You oversaturated the market with the Kelce brothers.
It's a lot, yeah.
And now people are looking at them, and they're waking up in the morning where it used to be, oh, I like seeing the Kelce. They're pretty cool. To like, damn, these two cats again? I mean, and
listen. Mahomes again.
It's like, you know, it's not their fault because we loved that in the beginning. It was cool in the beginning, but now it's just become too much.
Well, I mean, the Patriots started similarly, right? When they beat the Rams, they were the underdog. That was the
end. Everybody liked Tom Brady until he started winning too much.
Yeah, and that. Look, do I think there's going to be zero calls that we sit there on Sunday and we say that was a bad call? No, that's going to happen, but I don't think it's this grand conspiracy. And I'll just put it this way. I don't believe the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday. Do you? 215-592-9494. Let's hear Travis Kelce last night at media night. He kind of took the mic and asked the questions back at everybody.
If I could ask the media one question, why are you guys leaning into this whole ref thing? You know what I mean? Like, why are you guys leaning into it? That's all I got, though.
All right, so there's Kelce last night. Well, it's become a huge story, and it's a huge story in this game. 215-592-9494. Do you think the referees will be against the Eagles on Sunday? I don't. It doesn't sound like you do either, Hugh.
Well, it's I look at it like this. Now, everybody's entitled to their own opinion and to feel the way that they want to feel. But think about it like this, Joe. When, say, on a smaller scale, when, say, it's three people that rob a bank, it's only a matter of time for somebody tells. And so you mean
there's
going to
be a snitch? You mean there'll be a snitch?
Yeah, there's going to be one. Yeah. I mean, because it's too many people involved in the bank robbery. So you mean to tell me that through all these years, all of a sudden it's gotten worse, and it's a conspiracy theory. Now we have certain individuals that believe that that's the case. Knowing what we know about this game and how hard it is to do certain things. Okay, so if it's a conspiracy theory, try this on for size. The phenomenal play that Saquon Barkley made when he jumped backwards. You mean to tell me that was a part of the script? For that to be the storyline?
Considering no one's ever done that ever, I'm going to guess not.
No, that somebody was innovative enough to write that part in the script. And I know somebody's in the car talking about, idiot, not that part of the game. Okay, but what part of the game? Because if it's scripted, you have to have certain things that happen during the course of the game in order to follow a script. So tell me where I'm wrong at when I say it like that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen Sunday. I don't know how many calls. I don't know how many penalties give the Chiefs versus the Eagles. The bottom line is this. One, don't let it be a thing, right? If the Eagles can get up a good amount of points.
You have direct control over that,
yeah,
Joe.
Refs can only affect the game in so many ways. If you let them. And the other part is, I just think we're overblowing this because the Chiefs are in that big game every year.
Yeah, people don't like them anymore.
Yes, and
people don't like them.
55 million people watch the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC title game. It's like the second most watched non-Super Bowl ever. So you have all those eyeballs on this. Like that, the tush push that the Bills tried and the spot was off or whatever, and then they did the review. I mean, that's almost impossible to see if he got the first down. Is that anti-Bills, pro-Chiefs? I don't know. How about the Bills convert the first down?
Yeah, then we don't have that moment.
Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio. Kyle, where do you come down on this? Do you think the refs are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday in Super Bowl 59?
So I'm just going to put this out there now. No matter what happens in this game, if you're sitting here Monday and you're crying about the officiating, you're a loser. If the Chiefs did not win 15 games following two Super Bowl wins because of the referees, the teams that always end up complaining about the refs after a game, they're always the lesser team. We heard Commanders fans crying about the officials after we beat them by 30 points. Like, I just view it as we go into this game, I think, in my opinion, as the better team. So go be the better team. Don't put yourself in position for this game to be decided by a call or two calls. Like, just go win by 10, like you said, like blow the Chiefs out or something, or just like don't make it come down to one or two plays because you're a good enough team to do that.
Yeah. I'm kind of with Kyle on this. It's like when I think you're the better team, I think the smarter team goes along with that. And a smart team is not going to put themselves in a position where they're going to allow their emotion to overtake something that they're doing.
Yep.
And put them in a bad spot. I don't think either one of these teams are like that. So, yeah, take the refs out of it by being smart.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Do you believe the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday? This has been a thing that's picked up steam more and more and more with the Chiefs. And look, we all realized 2 years ago that Bradbury call was a tough one. I mean, it's a tough call to go against Eagles in that spot. I've never believed that's the reason the Eagles lost Super Bowl 57. They lost it for five reasons or six reasons, one of which is their quarterback fumbled and gave the Chiefs 7 points. And that's more reality than a call at the end of the game. Where do you come down? Are the referees going to be against the Eagles on Sunday? Let's go to Chris in Middletown, who starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy.
Chris, what's up?
Joe, I really hope you're behaving yourself down there.
Hugh
does not need to be fighting more fights for you like he had to do in Atlanta bailing you out.
I am trying.
Ryan Leibold passed today. I didn't say nothing today because I see Joe was being a little feisty.
No, I let the release thing go. That was a one-time thing. Speaking truth about a guy. All right, go ahead, Chris.
All right, guys. So I'm going to disagree with you guys because I think you're taking it too far. So to say that they haven't, to say it's fully scripted like pro wrestling, like I think you got to be out of your gourd to believe that. Like if you believe that, then you know what? Just go ahead and continue to keep that tinfoil suit wrapped around yourself because I can't help you. But what I will say with this whole thing is the fact that when sometimes they could, the referees could put their hand on the scale, and to say that they don't do that, to me that's, and I'm going to use a word here, and it's probably going to be insulting, but I don't mean it to be, but I think it's a bit naive. Like, here's the reality of this. You had Troy Aikman, a national broadcaster, and Troy Aikman does not do this. He does not insert him into stuff. But to the point where it's so blatant to him that he's seeing it being so one-sided, for him to call it out and then double down on it after he was asked about it and said he was really dumbfounded by the calls, like, that's not some smoke that we should just totally ignore. And here's my feeling on this. You got to look at it. Pat Mahomes is the face of the NFL. We all know that. He's the player. He's the face of the NFL, just like when Brady was. Now, does that mean that, oh, it's totally scripted and we know how the plays are going to go? No, but does it benefit the NFL financially by continuing to have their face, their main player, on games that they know draws the biggest TV attention and ratings and a lot more money? So to believe that they don't maybe at times slant the scale to make sure they're having the success, I firmly believe that. Is that the sole reason for their success? 100% no. And my fear with it is, as an Eagles fan, we expect that the kick to the lower region is coming because that's what happens to us as Philly fans. And we're looking at this matchup and we're saying, much like the last Super Bowl, we should win this game. And the last thing I want to have happen is have it taken from my hands by something other than what our team did. And, Joe, to double down before I let you go, I also agree with you. I don't think the Bradberry call was what cost us that game. If we could get some officiating that is just, I'll say, fair, there's going to be a call or two that neither side is going to like. I agree with it. But here's one thing. You can't tell me the Chiefs have not – look at this. Look at the last time they got a holding call called against them in the playoffs. And I forget the exact number. Black Gritty mentioned this one time, and it is staggering. So an NFL game to go on without an offensive lineman to get a holding call when we got Jalen Carter to get – flag gets swallowed for a lot.
Right. Yeah, so look, Chris, we'll look at that. Yeah, we'll look at that. And I don't – well, here, we could go through all the games and find all the penalty.
I could go through every game that's ever been played.
But I remember this with the Patriots.
And that hasn't been called.
Is part of this they're so well coached that they're not getting as many penalties? Like, we just assume penalties are the ref wakes up one day and says, hey, I'm going to get called 10 here at 0 there. Maybe the Chiefs aren't as sloppy as other teams.
And I was always told as a lineman, if they're holding you, that's your fault. Even with my little T-Rex arms, if I had to – no, with all jokes aside, I have to make the effort and the ref has to see
it, yeah,
that I'm trying to get off the block in order to get hold. Because let me tell you, Joe, I could go on every play and I guarantee you for a fact that every offensive lineman is holding. But if they're holding inside the cylinders of your shoulder pads, they're never going to call that. They're never going to call that. The only way they're going to call that is when you're trying to disengage from the block.
You got to make it obvious.
And you can see it. This game is too fast. These guys are too big. And they're too athletic. And I understand what Chris was talking about because I said in my dissertation that sometimes it's with the refs, it's a human thing. You know, because they like Patrick Mahomes. Their kids like the Patrick Mahomes jerseys too. They're human. So you might have a ref that see Pat, and he might have a little bit more affinity for him. But I don't think that is greatly orchestrated where the game is like, oh, no, we got to figure out a way to let the Pats win. A lot of those calls, in my opinion, that were made that went the Chiefs' way could have been avoided. Just like that one with Patrick Mahomes. I know he's been a crafty vet, and sometimes when he's going out of bounds, he fools people and gets the extra yards. I mean, you know, there's something you have to contest against. But when you're running out of bounds, let him go out of bounds, man. Just put a hand on
him. Yep.
You ain't got to do all that extra stuff. Like, when you do all the extra stuff, and if you put your hand on him and he fall and do all that stuff, the refs should see that, because
totally.
You can see that on replay.
I'm not naive to the fact, and Chris brought up that word naive. I'm not naive to the fact that Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL. We get it, right? But the same thing as LeBron James in the face of the NBA. Michael Jordan was the face of the NBA. Tom Brady, the NFL. We can go through this for everybody. All the great players, right? It doesn't mean they have to always win, and it doesn't mean if you lose, it's the referee's fault. You got to overcome it, and I also don't think that when the game starts, we're going to say the referees are against the Eagles. I just don't believe that. Is there going to be a call where Jalen Carter hits Mahomes on near his shoulder pads? May they call a rough in the pass?
Yeah.
Probably.
Now, there's some
But he's got to be careful.
There is preferential treatment to certain individuals. If you feel that.
Especially star quarterbacks.
Yeah, you feel that. But, again, I control the narrative. See, that's the thing that I don't think people are realizing. If I'm going into a game and I know that they're going to call the game different with Tom Brady than they would, say, a Michael Vick, because he's considered, air quotes, a running quarterback, then guess what I have to do? I have to play with that information, knowing that information. So what does that mean for me? All that stuff that I would probably do against a Michael Vick, I'm not going to be able to do that against a Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, this is on fans. It's on fans this week to kind of hammer in their head, like, hey, we got to be careful here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. We're live on Radio Row in New Orleans as we get set for Super Bowl 59. All right, yesterday Roger Goodell spoke. Clark Hunt spoke, the owner of the Chiefs. Travis Kelce, they're all talking. They think this is all ridiculous. And I think they're right. I think we've gone overboard with this referee stuff. I don't believe the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday. This game is going to come down to which players and which coaches game plan and execute better. It's not going to be. And if it is, like Kyle said, then we're just coping. I mean, it's not about that. If the Eagles play better, they will win the Super Bowl. Bottom line is, 2 years ago, they played well. They didn't play better. That's why the Chiefs had a championship and we didn't. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all this? People have been on this all season long. Do you buy that the refs will be against the Eagles in this game? We don't buy it here. Hugh and I don't buy it. Kyle doesn't buy it. Where do you come now? Take matters in your own hands in this game. Win it without that. Plus, we'll get to some other notable people who believe there is some kind of conspiracy theory here, including an old friend of Hugh's. You're going to want to hear that next. Plus, a new Joe Conklin special all on the other side. We're live today, Radio Row, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.